Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. It is Freedom Friday here on Political Coffee. That's the day that you get to call and talk about anything you want to talk about that's political. Doesn't have to be anything that I'm talking about today, just whatever you want to talk about. So give us a call. Let's get started on it, right? We got 3 hours. A lot of time to talk. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line. Or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Either one. And I will do my best to read that on the air because, well, I care. I care about what you think. That's why I do this show. Shout out quickly to the Yamhill County Republican women and a couple of men that were there also. Had an opportunity to speak to them at lunch yesterday. Talked about the two things that we need to do as we move forward, conservatives and Republicans. Now, if you're not a Republican, that's cool too. You can still join us in moving forward because a lot of this stuff is very offensive in nature. No, doesn't offend people. That's not the point. It's offensive in terms of going on offense. How many times have you heard me use that analogy, right? How do you win in an athletic competition? Well, you go on offense. You rarely win anything in athletic competition by just playing defense. And it seems like we Republicans, and more importantly, we conservatives, whether you're Republican or not, seems like we're always on defense. Do you notice that? Why is that? Oh, it's because we let it happen. It's time to stop that. So we do two things moving forward in this country. We pray and we act. And I've got specific items on each of those to share with you. At some point, if we get to it today, because it's Freedom Friday, that again, that means you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk about today. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. Well, the president apparently is going to dump a whole bunch of classified documents today. This is announced that they've leaked it. It has to do with the fake Russian dossier investigation, all of that. Now, it's like I said to the Yamhill County Republican women yesterday, you know what? I hope that the president dumps a lot more, just unveils a lot of classified documents, even than this, because I think it is so much deeper than that. I think this is a good start. But as I told him, it's going to hurt. It's like ripping off a bandage. It's going to hurt for a little while. And some people are going to get hurt. Okay. If that's necessary for liberty, for the preservation of liberty, okay, then let's do it. Now, there's other things going on. In Oregon, the Ben Bulletin reports, and this is you can see this on OregonWatchdog.com. House joint resolution is advanced. It's introduced. I don't expect it will go anywhere because Democrats control everything, and they'll lock this down. But here's what it does. It expands the number of state senators in the Oregon legislature from 30 to 36. Each Senate district would also correspond to the boundary of each of Oregon's counties. It's a very direct attempt to boost political power in rural Oregon. Now, the Bend Bulletin editors don't think this is the right thing to do. Really? So why don't you geniuses over at the Ben Bulletin in the editorial, by the way, the Ben Bulletin, of course, went broke Somebody bought them, if I remember right. And it is likely that, just like with the Oregonian, I didn't know this until a day or two ago, all of the editorials and stuff are written out of state. Did you know that? Yeah, I didn't know that. But it's true. I've had that confirmed. And I suspect that's the case here. At any rate, this is a good thing, because this gives more power, because there are 36 counties in Oregon. If each one had a state senator, most of them are conservative rural counties, folks. How do you think they would vote in the Senate? This takes power away from the Democrats, who gerrymander the Senate districts to make sure that just enough of them go into the Portland metro area that they can control the Senate. This is also unconstitutional under the U.S. Constitution. Well, not under the U.S. Constitution, to be honest with you. It's been ruled unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe it's time to rechallenge it. And the way that you do that is you pass a bill like this. Now, this is a resolution, so a governor cannot, Kate Brown cannot veto this. But the sad reality is you're never going to get it through the House or the Senate, because this takes power from the Democrats, and there's no way they're going to do that ever. The only way you could do this is with a citizens initiative that changes Oregon's constitution to do that. It's the only way you could do it. People have to do that. Now, again, it doesn't address the U.S. constitutional, doesn't address the U.S. Supreme Court rulings. Three or four years ago, I believe it was Justice Clarence Thomas, has sort of let it be known through back channels that the Supreme Court, and this is before we had Trump, by the way, the Supreme Court is willing to reconsider this idea. Because if you think about it, how is it constitutional or right or fair for the U.S. Senate to make every state equal with two senators, right? No matter how big you are, how small you are. But we cannot use the same concept in counties, in states around America? It's ludicrous, isn't it? Well, and it needs to be challenged. This would do that. It's not going to go anywhere. And Ron, hang on, because I'm going to get to in just a moment. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Anything's on the table. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. By the way, Timothy sends me a lot of great stuff. With what social media is doing to us, we need to figure out how to protect ourselves and our emails and our stuff on the cloud and a lot of other things, because they have the ability to shut us down, folks. Until we get this alternative internet truly up and running and we have other sources, we need to protect ourselves. Now, go to the Liberty Daily, thelibertydaily.com. There is this, at the top, it says there's an emergency event, Surviving the Big Tech Purge. It is an online seminar on Sunday, January 17th. This Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. That means it's 4 o'clock here. People presenting here, and this is from Legal Insurrection, by the way, which is a very credible, well-established legal blog. Okay. And William Jacobson is the guy who started. Well, they're going to have this event, and it's Parler's chief policy officer, Amy Peacock. You see her on Newsmax and other places. Cornell Law professor William Jacobson, he's the guy who writes this. Security enthusiast Michelle Ray, and another person, that are going to be talking about how you protect yourself during this time. I'm probably going to watch this thing, because as with this email that Tim sent me, we need to be very active about this. And I'm quite serious, friends, because they are about to throttle us in many ways. including what's going to happen in the legislature, including what's going to happen in the legislature of Washington State. You see, they have introduced a bill. And this is a Gateway Pundit story. And if it's happening in Washington, how long until it happens in Oregon? Listen to this. Washington State Democrats, here's the headline, propose legislation to ensure they win all future elections and prevent any public disclosure of fraud embedded in the process. What are they doing? Well, it's House Bill 1068, exempting election security information from public records disclosure. This would mean if they say, and the actual language of this thing is, here's what it does. It basically ties election security to terrorists. So if a state attorney general or a governor says that a Republican group or a conservative group are classified as terrorists, anything they ask for in terms of public transparency under the public records laws, having to do with, say, Dominion voting machines. Who voted? How many people are registered to vote? Are there more people registered to vote than there are people of voting age in a particular precinct? All of that could be classified and kept from us in the public. That's what they're going to do in Washington State. This is a direct result of Lauren Culp, who ran against Jay Inslee for governor up there and lost. He filed a lawsuit. This is a direct response to that. You tell me how long you think it's going to be before this happens in Oregon. It's Freedom Friday. Lots to talk about. What do you want to talk about? Because that's what I want to know today. And it's up to you, 503-589-1220. And here I am bloviating Ron, and we're almost at the 620 break. Ron, why don't you do this? Why don't you just hang on, and I promise I'll just come right back to you when we come back from the break. It is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? Do you know how to protect yourself from the big tech purge that's going on? Got an email, by the way, from Steve. Said, that won't happen. Dems will cheat and deceit. Michigan judge orders Democrat Secretary of State to release all communications with Dominion, Facebook, Apple, Amazon, and Google. I hope it does. Oh, they'll find a way to hide it, because they always do. And Rick writes me an email. How to question. Please put out the call to the listeners who can instruct the rest of us on ejecting Facebook material and system from our devices. Well, that's a big, tall order, and I don't know how to do that exactly. Maybe somebody who is, really good at that can let us know, because I'm interested in doing that with my phone and everything else. Back in a moment, 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to thank Timothy for sending me the Oregon Firearms Federation email. It says, reminder, this is an emergency. This is not a drill. And it's all about everything that's being done to silence us. There is some great advice there how to protect yourself from Amazon, from Google, Facebook, right on down the line. There's some really good stuff there, folks. You should take a look at it. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air and Tick Licker Firearms for being one of the main sponsors of our Freedom Celebration Sunday, January 31st, up at the Ames Ranch. Come and join us. This is the KLSLM Listener Party. Starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Doors open at 1. Great country rock music from the 45th Fret. Great food from Adam's Rib, Smokehouse, Kira's Restaurant. Whole bunch of other one hops and drops. Plus, giving away and honoring, giving away the KSLM Heroes Award to the people that keep us free. Law enforcement, fire, the emergency services groups, Oregon National Guard, military, veterans, wounded warriors. And yes, some of the fearless politicians that we still have left in this state are not afraid to take a stand for a change. Going to honor them. So come and join us. Would love to meet all of you. It's going to be a powerful time. Hope you do. Go to kslm.news, register online. You need to do that. It's $10 per person or $30 for a family of four or more. Include your food, folks. kslm.news, register online. Ron, let's go. Good morning.
Hey, brother. I'm just going to lay it out. Number one, Oregon used to be, in our own Oregon Constitution, used to be one county, one vote till the 60s when they had a majority Democrat party, you know, at the time period. Yeah. And it was challenged, and then we lost in the court, like what you said. And the thing is this, I would like to see it one congressional district electoral college, like in Maine. Well, we'll go ahead and I like that because, or Nebraska. For the top offices in Nebraska, one county, one vote. Majority of counties win besides popular vote. That way you can sort of get your U.S. senators. You have representation on your top offices of Secretary of State, Governor, and Treasurer. Well, how would they like that if you can get that on the ballot?
No. Well, it'll cost a lot of money to get things on the ballot, but I mean, they wouldn't like it, but how would the people like it?
Maine people like it. Nebraska, I mean, look at the election. Omaha is the largest city in Nebraska, and yet the president got more of the electoral college of the state because they had a majority of the various counties in each congressional district. And it makes a difference if you run. Look at it from that standpoint. The last thing I want to address is Mark Scholl needs to. I hope he doesn't resign. Just based on what you're saying, that like the Ben Bulletin is people outside our area trying to dictate our policies with this propagandist stuff. And you know, if we got to stand, people got to have a backbone. And the GOP, I know that people said we need to have a third party in Oregon. No, you don't need a third party. You need to weed out the trash that we got in our party that is in leadership, or they want to go through and manipulate at various county meetings for an ideology or keep people in power at the state level. I'm calling them all out. The Adamantium Claws of Wolverine by the hand of God, I am going to call them all out because it's time to pull the veil back. Let the sunlight shine and disinfect the party and clean it all out. And let the rats, the cockroaches, and the vermin scatter. And that's what I think we have to do, people. We don't need a third party because then this state will be like Massachusetts. This state will be like California.
That's right.
You can't do that. God bless you and keep me in prayer.
God bless
my
you too,
stepmom.
Brother. I appreciate it.
God bless you, brother.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. We'll move on to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome to Freedom Friday. What's on your mind?
You get into courthouse today?
Yes. So news on that. I'm going to be there today. Megan Marie's hearing is at 11 o'clock. It is not known if they'll actually let us into the hearing room. Maybe they will. There isn't apparently... I was actually asked to testify by her defense counsel, but then later in the day, they reached a deal And it is a good thing for here. But obviously, she wants people to show up. So come and join me today. Her hearing is going to be 11 o'clock. We'll probably have to be outside of it's Judge Hart's hearing room. It's 2A, as in Alpha, 2A. It's at 11 o'clock. It's downtown at the main county courthouse. So come and join us, Glenn. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I will. Second thing is the news that dropped on the Jade Sacker.
Yes.
And John Sullivan on CNN, as well as in the building, and all of the talk and him breaking that window inside it from within inside the Capitol building.
With his own videos, he's put this stuff out there, Glenn. Can you believe this guy? He got arrested, finally.
Yeah. Why doesn't Trump bring both of them in handcuffs to the White House and have a White House movie for all of the CNNs and all of them, and make them stay in the building when these two are having to sit there handcuffed with federal marshals and answer to what they did?
Jade Sacker is a CNN contributing editor. Jade Sacker.
Exactly.
She basically works for CNN, and she was involved in this, and you listen to her celebrate how they did it, how they got in disguised as Trump people, and they led this insurrection.
That is correct.
They admitted on video.
I know it. We see it. That's why this all the media's going down. They don't want us to talk about it. They don't want us to share it. Because this is a total reversal of what really happened on the big march. They were doing this before they ever got there when Trump was talking to them. Let's face it.
Did you see about the Florida teacher that got fired because she said Antifa had stormed the Capitol?
That should be illegal. And the board or the school that is doing this should be censored. Listen, you can be all that you can cheat to be.
That's a great line. Sad but true. Back in a moment at 6:30. Straight and Friday, what do you want to talk about? No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. You know, one of the ways that you can strike back against big tech and their censorship is to introduce legislation like has happened in North Dakota. And thanks, Tim, for sending this to me. It's from the Epoch Times. North Dakota bill would let censored citizens file lawsuits against Facebook and Twitter. Every one of these conservative states controlled by Republicans and by Republican legislatures and Republican governors need to pass bills like this. This is one of the ways we strike back. The other way is we simply leave these platforms, which is exactly what I'm going to do. I saw a great meme. You know, my free shipping is not worth losing my liberty over. Abandon Amazon. And I intend to do it, folks. I told my mother this last night. I was talking with my mom. I said, I'm leaving all of these companies and these things as fast as I can. And I hope you do too. And I hope you spread that to other people. It's part of what I said yesterday to the Yamhill County Republican women. One of the ways we go on offense is to leave these people and tell them why we are. Tell them. They need to know why. And then we join these other platforms. And it's going to be slow and it's going to take some time to do it. But it is absolutely critical that we do. We have to. We have to do this, folks. It's the only way we're going to preserve our liberty. We go on offense against them. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I will share with you at some point through the show today, you know, the elements of pray and act, the two things that I think we have to do for conservatism and liberty to survive the next 4 years as the Biden or the Harris-Biden administration becomes a sad reality in our lives. I'll share with you those elements. I also want to thank Pro Bioscience. You know, they've been one of the great sponsors of this show, and they make this great pain stick that will help you feel better, just like it does me and a lot of other people. It works. In fact, some of you have written me emails. You've bought the pain stick from Pro Bioscience. And one of the ways that I got a phone call from one of our listeners who knows me and said that one of the things they do to make the pain stick work even better is to just gently warm it up a little bit with a hair dryer. Now, that's a novel idea. Why don't you check out Pro Bioscience? Pro-bioscience.com. That's the website, pro-bioscience.com. If you use the discount code New Year, you get 15% off. Plus, they have a great loyalty rewards program. Ask them about that. Give them a phone call. Go to their website. Look at all their great products. They make the very best there is. They use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is of the highest quality there is, period. Great Salem-based company, pro-bioscience.com. In fact, I'm even trying to talk them in to being a sponsor of the Freedom Celebration. So check it out, pro-bioscience.com. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Got two lines open. Let's start with Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. I love being on offense and not defense, because then you push the buttons for them to prove what the heck they're saying. And so I was, you know, one of the things that our state legislature, Gina Kotick, Mr. Courtney, and our illustrious Kate Brown keep saying that Oregon is full of racism. Oregon is full of white privilege, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I believe not only the Republican Party, but KSLM should be proactive and say, where's the proof? Where's the proof? You guys are running around saying things, and this is what they've been saying about Trump and the Republican Party and everybody else, you know, that doesn't agree with them, that this stuff exists. And the only way we do that is publicly request for the information, and then invite them to come in and talk about it. Okay, we supposedly had this problem forever.
Yeah.
Why in the hell haven't you done something? I'll tell you why, because it doesn't exist. And the only reason you guys bring this stuff up is to fuel anger amongst Oregonians. So, you know, Jeff, I love being proactive, but, you know, the Republican Party definitely needs to be proactive. They need to push back. They need to say, okay, you guys say there's this systemic racism, yeah, that the cops, abuse black people or people of color. Where's all the proof on that? You know, I listen to Larry Elder a lot because he's, you know, he's black.
He's so right on.
And he's got all the statistics. Well, hey, Jeff, let's challenge those people who lie to promote their agenda and get people to support them under false pretenses.
Well, you're right about that. And the reality is that we have to challenge that at every and that's part of going on offense, like you just said. And if you're playing defense, you're losing. It's that simple. And it's I don't know if you're that frustrated, Art, like I am, but it seems on the right and conservatism are always just playing defense and nothing else.
That's right.
I'm tired
of being called racist. I'm tired just because I'm white. And they lump us all in the same category. I'm tired of them saying I suffer from white privilege when, in a matter of fact, if a person works hard, gets an education, and actually puts their nose to the grindstone, it doesn't matter if you're black, brown, white, you're going to be successful. Look at all the successful Mexican restaurants that have been established in this area. Okay? They're successful. Why are they successful? Because they saw a need. They started a business.
Yep.
They promoted it. And people like the food, so they go there. No, that's not... You know, that's why there's no privilege. If you want to be successful, you're going to be successful. If you want to, be mediocre, you're going to be mediocre, whether you're black, brown, white, Asian, etc. Look at all successful business people in this state alone that are people of color.
And that's why they got to stand up and fight. Art, I'm going to let you go. Thank you. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? There is, by the way, this story that relates to what Art's talking about. It is on the Oregon Watchdog. It is a story about Portland is going to lobby the federal government for reparations for black and indigenous communities. Good luck with that. Oh, you might get it done. But good luck with it passing muster of the Supreme Court. The legislature's unconstitutional fund only for black businesses will be struck down in federal court. It's been sued by a Hispanic woman. It needs to be sued. It's his insanity, and it's divisive. Let's go to Janet. Janet, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom
good
Friday?
Good morning. This is a little side note away from the crazy politics.
Okay.
This is for you personally. Are you ready for your three-hour talk show 5 days a week as the great Rush Limbaugh does for 32 years without minimal guests? You're doing a great job, and Rush would be very proud of you. But can you imagine doing this 5 days a week for 32 years at 3 hours, being prepared and talking most of the time?
It is an amazing thing if you think about it, Janet. I mean, I look at my friend Lars, who taught me talk radio. He does 7 hours a day.
Wow.
There's nobody in the radio business that works harder than he does. Now, Rush has to be, you know, pretty much there, I think, because he lives it. But he only does 3 hours a day. And I do not want to see Rush Limbaugh die and go away. You know, he's stage 4 cancer. But, you know, I guess it's all in God's hands, huh, Janet?
Beg your pardon?
It's all in God's hands, isn't it?
I pray for him twice a day. I've listened to him for almost 30 years, my husband and I. And it's nice some of them, like Lars, will get away from the politics a little bit. You know, we're just inundated with politics. It's driving all of us crazy.
It is.
Hang
on to the break, Janet. I want to take more of your comments because I want to address that when we come back on the other side of the break. 6:48, friends. Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Can the establishment Republicans, like Mitch McConnell, reclaim the Republican Party from Trump? Well, it's an interesting question, and everybody's sort of asking it. I think it depends on what Trump does going forward, and I'll talk more about that in a moment. In a moment, we'll go back to Janet. It is Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about politically? It's Freedom Friday means you got the freedom to talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank, by the way, Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations for being a sponsor of the show and of this radio station. He helps make free-to-you radio possible. Yeah, we don't censor it either. I mean, yeah, if you say bad words, we're going to censor things. But the reality is this is freedom. The airwaves are freedom, friends. And thank you to Eric Azer for being a great contractor, somebody you can trust, who lives his personal faith in God in his business. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. You can trust him to do a great job for you. Just look at the great endorsements of happy, satisfied customers. righteousrenovations.com. I want to go back to Janet. Janet, you said something I think is really important. We have to keep our perspective in politics. And this show is about political coffee. But you know what? On the weekends, I really try to just turn it off and take a break from it and focus on other things. What do you do?
I have hobbies, and you have to get away from it or it'll consume you and you become a very negative person. I'm at the end of my seventh decade, so like everybody of my friends and family this age level, we've not seen anything like this. And 4 or 5 years, we'd have empathy with Trump, and we all say, how did he handle this? It's a wonder he didn't have a heart attack or some kind of sickness, but he is a strong person, and we have to be a strong person. But you have to break away from it, whether it's church or family gatherings, as much as being allowed with this crazy Chinese virus. I will always call it Chinese virus. But you have to have something that interests you, whether it's reading a book or baking or walking or hiking or just getting out or even washing your dog. And because you, after it's all done and over with, it's just your family that matters, you know, really. With all this virus and all that's going on, if we don't have our family and friends, we're going to have problems. So thank you, and I've enjoyed talking to you, and I will say, well, Jeff said this this morning, or Jeff said that, and we appreciate, the same as we appreciate Lars and certainly Rush, and our prayers go out to all of them and to you. So thank you for your time.
Janet, thank you so much. I appreciate you sharing your heart with us, and you did, and that's the right thing to do, and that's the magic of talk radio and having these kinds of conversations, and it's so important. And you have to keep your perspective on this stuff. And she's so right. You know, turn it off. Don't lose sight, because if all we focus on are these negatives, we'll become really negative people. We won't be proactive. We won't be going on offense. Now, there comes a time when you got to take a stand. There's no question about it. But you cannot let it consume you. Because you know what? Nobody wants to be around somebody like that. I don't, and I bet you don't either. It's Freedom Friday. What do you want to talk about? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk lines. Go to Tim. Tim, good morning. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Always get different topics going. The persuadables. Okay. I like people to talk about the baby boomers. They're, what, 70 years old plus? And how does these changes impact them? About the last lady that called, and you talked about getting some free time and getting away from it. The best way you can do that is don't be against something, but be for something. and then you look forward to it. Now, on influencing some of these, like Twitter platforms, shareholders, Vanguard is a big one in Twitter. They know about 10%. Well, don't boycott or don't take action against Twitter. Talk about Vanguard. They're the ones who support it, and they can be impacted more.
Yeah, no, one last one. I completely agree. Yes.
Charles Krauthammer has a book out, Things That Matter. And he talks about the border, and there are two people, really two sides of the equation. The first one is wanting the wall, and the second one is taking care of the illegals that are in the country. And all he does is said you can get both groups together if you build the wall and then address the rest that are here, but commit to it. There you go, Jeff.
Well, you're right. I mean, that commitment to those principles of liberty and of just good law and good sense. I mean, having a secure border is something that every nation knows you need to have. And talking about the proactive side of things, though, and going after the people that are enabling the Facebooks and the Twitters and so forth to do what they're doing. And that's exactly what the cancel culture is doing to us. But also focusing on some of the positive here. And I want to get to that a little bit more in the next hour, I think, if the conversation goes there. Thanks. Hey, got to go to Kathy, who just called in. Kathy, good morning to you. And what do you have to say today on Freedom Friday?
Yesterday, somebody called and mentioned my name, and she sounded sort of angry at me, but I couldn't understand what I had said that ticked her off so much. So, you know me, I think, that I welcome criticism. I mean, I'm not, you know, right about everything. So if she'd call back and tell me exactly why she was upset, I'd appreciate it.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I'm trying to remember who that was. I don't know if that was Julie or
she
not.
She didn't give her name. She didn't give her name. She said,
oh, okay. Well, that was somebody else who does listen to the show. And I'm not sure she was. Maybe she was criticizing you and I missed it.
Yeah, it was hard to understand because she mentioned my name and then she went into cell phones and all kinds of stuff. And I was waiting for her to tell me off, but she never did. I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood her.
Well, fair enough. I mean, I don't always say the right things. I sometimes miscommunicate. I'm guilty of that. Believe me, I'm guilty of that. Kathy, have a wonderful weekend. It is Freedom Friday. Two more hours to go. Come and join me to stand up and support Megan Marie Stevens. 11 o'clock today at the Marion County Courthouse, courtroom 2 Alpha, 2A, 11 o'clock. We may not get in just because of how things work, but, you know, she would appreciate the support. Believe me, she needs it. Back in a moment. Two more hours to go at 6:59.